Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest by way of telephone is another Jewish man that is red hot for Jesus, and he's a high school geology instructor. Neil Russell, is it astronomy that you teach too?
I teach astronomy, and I teach earth science. I teach all about the physics of this world.
Okay, so that kind of explains why you had such a passion to understand what Sir Isaac Newton was teaching in reference to the Bible. And I have in my hands one of the first copies of your brand new book called Newton's Riddle. This is historical fiction, but I believe it's very, very prophetic. Give me a thumbnail sketch of this book.
Isaac Newton spent 30 years right before his death in 1727 studying the scriptures. He really believed that God had placed him on this earth not to find out just how the universe worked and gravity, but how the scriptures would point to Christ's return. Now, in the book, we have an American who is a code breaker, and he happens on to this code that Newton had passed on for the past 300 years. And through his knowledge of breaking codes, he breaks it, and he finds out that Newton had come up with an approximate date when Christ is going to return. And in this book, he also points to the fact that any country who would turn its back on Israel would be cursed, and the country that he saw was America. So my main character is Dr. Ezra Schroeder. He felt that God had placed this book in his hands to implore a reluctant president of the United States to come to the...
Who just happened to be a female, I might add.
That's right, because America at that point has turned its back on Israel, and Israel at that point was facing annihilation from its surrounding Muslim countries.
And what was happening to America as they walked into that curse of Genesis 12:3?
There are curses that God has in store for any nation, Sid, that come against Israel. And for America, I truly believe that the curses that are going to come in the form of illness. It's going to come in the form of a monster earthquake that has been predicted but has not happened for the past 200 years, and also in the form of an economic collapse, which will place us all the way back to start. We will become a third world nation.
You know, it's really brilliant the way you work this in. You talk about how countries like China are investing in the U.S. government bonds, and any time they decide to just pull their money out because of the trade deficit, that they're getting so much more money than the United States, we literally could collapse without a bomb.
Our country is so poised right now. We're standing on the brink. Everything in this country is pointing toward the fact that we are standing in the point that if we make a wrong decision right now, our president or whoever's in charge, our economy is going to go down the drain.
Now, just for those that aren't familiar with it, I have interviewed people that have written books, and of course you work this into the storyline, of what happened in the United States sometimes within 24 hours of going against Israel. Tell me a few of those things.
Sid, I can give you hundreds of examples, but let me give you...
Isn't it amazing, though, that all these examples are like within 24 hours of the United States going against Israel, wham, Genesis 12:3 hits the United States in many different arenas. Give me some examples.
January 16, 1994, when President Bill Clinton met in Geneva with Syrian President Assad for the purpose of pressuring the Israelis to give back the Golan Heights. The moment after the meeting was over, a powerful 6.9 Northridge earthquake rocked Southern California, becoming the second most devastating natural disaster to ever hit the United States, right behind, at the time, Hurricane Andrew. Got another date for you. January 21st, 1999. Then the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was coldly received at the White House by Bill Clinton. Now, after that meeting, both the President and the Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, snubbed the Israeli Prime Minister by refusing to have lunch with him. It was that very day that the Monica Lewinsky scandal broke into the headlines, which led to the impeachment and the disgraceful downfall of Bill Clinton. But, Sid, I've got one more that goes right to the second, and everybody will remember this. I believe God's final warning to America came on August 23rd, 2005. Now, as the world watched, the last Jew was forcibly evicted by their own country members from their homes in the Gaza Strip. This was all due to the response of the tremendous pressure exerted by our own president and his Secretary of State on Israel to disengage from the Palestinian land. On that very day, a weather system formed off the coast of Florida. Now, this storm grew into a hurricane named Katrina, which destroyed not only the city of New Orleans, but most of the state of Mississippi as well. Now, imagine just one single storm completely wiped out an area the size of Great Britain, rendering thousands of Americans homeless, causing hundreds of billions of dollars of damage and leaving thousands dead. Now, what it says in the Bible, what America has done to Israel, God has done to America. Okay, 1 year after they were forcibly removed from their Gaza homes, thousands of evicted Israeli Jews still remain in makeshift governmental housing. So, too, 1 year after the powerful Hurricane Katrina struck Mississippi and Louisiana's Gulf Coast, thousands of evicted American citizens were still living in government-provided housing. Every single time, Sid, at the exact moment America pressured Israel into dividing their God-given land, disaster struck America. And just as God sent prophets in the Bible, prophet after prophet of judgment, to warn Israel to return to him and forsake the world, America has been warned, Sid, and I believe time's running out.
Now, there's so many things we can talk about. People that would never, ever read a book of just scripture will read your novel because it's so now, it's so today. But you have a chapter here on the Academy Awards night in hell. Tell me about that.
Okay, now, every year the actors get together and they give themselves rewards. And I truly believe that God showed me some insight here, that the demons in hell, including Satan, gather together and they give themselves awards. In that chapter, we start off right after 1945, right after World War II. And the demons came up with a plan, and I believe their plan, if you take a look at what's happened, you go back in time, can be titled A Frog in the Frying Pan. That their plan was to desensitize this once moral country to sin. So the demons in this chapter actually give themselves awards for the demon who spread the lie about, you know, sexual sins, and the demon that spread the lie about saving money. Americans have gone into debt. If you look at this chapter, you will see exactly what has happened over the past 50 years to America to bring us to the point right now that our country is totally desensitized to sin.
I mean, it's just the most amazing thing. If you are just look at the lineup on secular television, you see homosexuality as acceptable, adultery acceptable, New Age acceptable, drugs acceptable. I mean, we've come a long way in my lifetime.
Absolutely.
I mean, even the dress, I mean, I just got back from a vacation in Miami, and I can't believe the way women are dressed today. The way they're dressed today is what it used to be in places where they show naked women. That's the normal dress today. At least it was in Miami when I went there.
Well, Sid, in the book, it shows you the hierarchy of the government of Satan. And each of these demons, there's princes out there that are in charge of certain parts of the United States. And each of these demons give each other awards. And I can see that happening in the spirit realm. This is something that we don't really picture as happening, but they plan out every detail of the future.
Well, we know about Academy Awards night in hell. But do we know about Academy Rewards night in heaven? I believe, just as the devil is having this award night in hell for what he's accomplished in the United States, God will have one day Academy Rewards night in heaven. And the thing that you're going to bring to heaven with you is souls. And I don't know of a better tool to sneak up on the enemy with than your book, Newton's Riddle. And you've already proven it. You've given it to your high school students, and they're raving about it. Kids that would never be reading a book about morality, about the Bible, are fascinated because it's our country it's talking about. It's what's going on. I mean, you have a woman that becomes the first president of the United States, and you work into the storyline because it's fictional, yet I believe it's a prophetic book. You work into the storyline things that the kids know what's going on today. So people that are non-believers, whether they're young kids or whether they're senior citizens, they're going to love your book. You told me that you got upset because there were so many books coming out, like the Da Vinci Code, that are maligning belief in God, that was the catalyst to start you on this book.
That's right. I really believe that Satan's plan is to deceive people. And God's plan is the truth. That's what people need. And people, when they hear the truth, I truly believe, the movie The Passion, which is the truth about Christ's crucifixion, drew out people that would never go to the movies. The crowds were tremendous. So people want to know truth, and kids are starving for truth. That's something that they don't receive in public schools. And a lot of kids that I teach, they never even step inside a church. So this is, I believe God's using this to reach my students, that they will see
this. Okay, listen, if you're not challenged, I don't know what will challenge you. Get this book. You won't be able to put it down. Newton's Riddle. We're making it available for a donation of $20.
Sid Roth has found the key to worldwide revival. This is God's time to reach the Jewish people with his love. Messiah Jesus has torn down the wall dividing Jew and Gentile. The two together form one new man to reach the world. God's method to reach the Jewish people is through signs and wonders. This is why our website, sidroth.org, is jam-packed with tools to equip you to move in signs and wonders, understand Israel and the Jewish roots of the church. Log on to sidroth.org today.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.